Hold on. Good morning, everybody. Our attorney, Kyle Flaherty, is joining us remotely. In our presence, we have Dr. Patty Flores-Alschwied, Bill Wilmot, John Hicks, Joe McMahon, Jackie Zub, Naja Thompson, and guests today from the NYTB, we have their president, Tom Gallo, Vivian Malloy, Scott Alschwied, and our controller, Kim Kurtzner is here, and Mallory Mort is here as well. Kyle is joining us remotely. Does anyone want to make a motion to elect a chair for the meeting?
I make a motion we elect Joe McMahon chair for the meeting.
Very well. Let the notes reflect that Joe McMahon is chairing this meeting.
Okay. All right, so we'll just work right off the agenda here. This meeting is now in order, and Tracy is already called who is here. The first order of business is to approve the minutes of the June meeting, which you all have a copy of in front of you.
I'll make a motion to approve.
I'll second.
Second by John. Okay. Any objections? So moved. Kim, you're up.
Okay.
This is the review and consideration of the June 2021 year-to-date financials.
We budgeted about a $304,000 net loss, so we're a little bit above budget for the month of June. Revenue came in about $159,000 less than what we budgeted, but about $46,000 more than June of last year. The expenses are coming in less than what we budgeted by $315,000. The majority of that has to do with the awards. The awards are down about $280,000 from what we budgeted. But looking at June of last year, the awards were up about $86,000. And like on the revenue side, but even though revenue is down, we're up about $45,000, like I said, and that the decrease, looking at the budget, what we budgeted, the budget's out by the handle amount by $93,000, and the CLC is reversible about $53,000 from what we budgeted. There was really nothing too much happening in June. The only other thing that I want to mention about June, if we flip to the last page, the ARI, we still haven't received, the only thing that's over 90 days is Catskill. I still haven't heard anything or received any payments on there. So they're running about $160,000 that they owe us from old, from the prior year. Other than that, there was nothing too much happening in June.
Does anyone have questions?
Hi, everyone. Thank you for your patience. I just wanted to can you hear me okay?
Yes.
Yes, we can hear you. We hear you. Apparently, you don't hear us. Is that better? You hear us now?
Yeah. I'm
okay. Thank you. Did everyone understand that?
Mm-hmm.
It's basically the same response they've given us for the past few years. that unless the Gaming Commission gives them permission to tap into their capital funds to pay expenses like this, they aren't planning on paying us.
What is the next step in following up for Kyle?
Sounds good.
Thank you.
Does anyone else have any other comments about the financials?
Ask for a motion to move to accept.
Yeah. Can we have a motion to accept if everybody's okay with this?
I'll make a motion.
John, second?
I'll second.
Nash? So moved. Okay, next order of business is this review of the RFP process, RFI process. This is an issue which involves NYTB, and we're going to go into executive session for this part of the meeting. So I would ask that anybody who's not a fund board member and Naj be excused from the meeting for about 10 minutes.
Do you want Kim and Adam and I to also leave?
I don't think it's necessary for Kim to leave.
Okay.
We might need that, but everyone else.
All right, just to explain, since the public may listen to this, that NYTB was one of the three of the 27 entities that originally applied. NYTB was one of the three entities that completed the process.
Right.
And that's why they can't stay for this discussion
so
of the RFI process.
We won't be long. Okay?